A Flight to Heaven. Written by Barbara Cartland. Narrated by Anthony Wren. Chapter 1, 1903. Lady Kiara Fairfax had never felt quite so cold in all her life as the chaise came to a halt in front of a tall Georgian house that stood not far from the towering spires of Ely Cathedral. Shivering, she stepped down from the chaise onto the cobbles of the little street that wound its way up to the great cathedral. It was just tea-time, but the sun was already low on the horizon, and black storm clouds were blowing across the darkening sky. A heavy, drenching rain began to fall, but Kiara felt glad, as if she waited in the street for a few moments, the raindrops on her face would hide the fact that she had been crying. It was so kind of her best friend Elizabeth to invite her to stay, and she did not want to arrive looking utterly miserable. But she simply could not help it. All through the long drive from her home, Wrensham Hall, in Norfolk, she could not forget that her darling papa was dead, and that her mamma had sent her away, telling her, "Kiara, my angel, I cannot bear to see you looking so sad. You must go and spend some time with someone of your own age, and try to laugh again and be happy." The blue front door of the Georgian house flew open, and a tall girl with a glorious mane of red-gold curls came bounding down the stone steps, a beaming smile of welcome on her face. "Kiara, my dearest, dearest friend in the whole world, what are you doing standing out here in the rain?" Elizabeth must have been watching out for Kiara from her bedroom window overlooking the street. She threw her arms around Kiara in a joyful hug. "Oh, I'm so glad to see you. There is so much to tell you. Oh, but you poor thing, you must come inside at once." Elizabeth then seized Kiara's hand and pulled her up the steps and into the warm, brightly lit hall. "I did not think that I would be seeing you again so soon," she said, as she helped Kiara out of her damp cloak and led her into the parlour. The two girls had attended a renowned school for young ladies in Cambridge, and they had finished their studies a few weeks ago before Christmas. "I just wish it was not such a sad reason that brings you here," Elizabeth said, her bright face suddenly worried. "I know how much you loved your papa." Kiara sat beside Elizabeth on the sofa in front of a crackling fire and wiped her hand over her wet cheeks to push away any lingering tears. "Yes, yes, I did, so very much," she managed to say, although her voice felt weak and shaky. Lord Fairfax had loved Kiara too. He had fallen deeply in love with Kiara's mamma quite late in his life, when all his society friends believed that he would remain a bachelor forever. But the beautiful young Italian dancer, Signorina Minotti, had stolen his heart completely, and, to the outrage of his family and friends, he had married her and embarked on 20 years of blissful happiness. Kiara was their only child, and he adored her. She was an enchanting girl, graceful and dark-haired like her mamma, and shared her talents, and she could dance and sing almost as soon as she could walk. "Look at you, my darling baby. You are just like a little fairy," Lord Fairfax would say to her in his deep voice, rumbling with laughter, as Kiara tried to pull him to his feet so that he could dance with her. "Well, I never, baby Kiara," he would exclaim, as he balanced precariously on one foot and raised the other in the air in imitation of his daughter. "Who would think to see an old gentleman like myself taking part in a ballet?" But that was a long time ago. Kiara was 17 now, quite grown up, and due to be presented at court later in the year. And her dear papa was no more.